broadcasting from Hamilton. This is a Mohawk College Radio Corporation station. CIOI-FM. 101.5, The Hawk.
From the top of Hamilton Escarpment to your ears, this is Cover It Up on 101.5 FM, The Hawk.
That's right. It's Monday. It's 6 o'clock in the evening. Do you know where your children are? I'm assuming that you do, but also, do you know what your radio station is tuned to? And it's 101.5 The Hawk. That is the correct answer. I'm Chris Poor, and welcome to a brand new episode of Cover It Up this week. Once again, right here on 101.5 The Hawk. Episode 5. We've gone through 5 of these. I've survived, so that must mean I must be getting better at this, I would assume. Anyways, welcome back to the show, or if you haven't listened to the show yet, welcome, by all means. I take in newcomers all the time. I'm very happy to have you with me today. It's going to be a fantastic episode. Anyone who's been following me on social media for Cover It Up has been well aware of my struggles of trying to get this episode off the ground. I had a lot of trouble getting some covers for this one, but thankfully some of you have pulled through and have helped out, so thank you very, very much. But basically, if you're new to the show, let me explain what it is to you real quick. So basically, we take a well-known band or artist, usually someone throughout the decades or someone like that. It could even be from the 90s. It doesn't really matter. We take their music and play a bunch of their songs, but it's cover versions of their song, hence the name Cover It Up. And we have David Bowie tracks here today. It's going to be fantastic. And of course, we have our 3-for-all segment, as usual, where we'll take David Bowie and play cover songs that he has done. So we just flip it on its head a little bit, keep things hot and fresh, you know? That's what I like to do on the show. That's what I like to try to do on the show, is what I should say. But, and of course, as I mentioned before, submissions. People have sent in submissions. Fantastic. Thank you very much. I'm very, very appreciative of it. I will tell you a little later on how you can get in contact with the show and submit your own music and what bands to submit for. But again, yeah, that'll be later on. It's usually one of the last segments in the show. But I will start up by saying that you can follow me on social media, and that's at Cover It Up Show. That's on Facebook, that's on Instagram, and that's on Twitter. So all three of them are the exact same handle, small letters. I say the exact same thing every week. I think you know by now. But at Cover It Up Show, you'll find me. Follow along. It's actually a lot of fun, and also best way to know what bands are coming up in the future for submissions. But speaking of submissions, we are going to get into our first song right now, just because, you know, it's about time we get into some music. And once again, on the topic of submissions, this one was submitted to me over Facebook. So this is one of those things where I'm starting to think that, you know, maybe I still don't get a lot of, like, correct information about bands or enough information. So I'm going to go by what I have. So right here in Hamilton, this is all, correct me if I'm wrong, please, if you're out there in this band, let me know. From right here in Hamilton, we have a Bowie tribute band called Stardust. Again, from right here in Ontario. And if I'm not mistaken, if I am correct, they started in 2010 and just have a bunch of different musicians who came together to celebrate the work of David Bowie. Please get in touch with me by all means if I've screwed up anything. But the song is Sound and Vision from 1977's Low album. So yes, Sound and Vision. It's a live version too. This was recorded at a place called Hughes, I think. But anyways, it's here, right now, on 101.5 The Hawk. So without further ado, Cover It Up, Stardust. 101.5 The Hawk, and there you go, the very first song of this episode of Cover It Up, and that was Sound Envision by Stardust, a tribute band for David Bowie, obviously, right here out of Hamilton, Ontario. So, hey, cool, but if I got any of the information wrong, I say this every time, please contact me with more information, because that seems to be the one thing that people haven't caught on to yet, is giving me more information about bands so I can, like, you know, have talking points and such here on the air instead of just trying to figure it out myself. So please correct me if I am wrong. I will absolutely go out of my way to fix it. But anyways, we do move on at this point now, just because it's time for trivia time. As usual, at this point in the episode, we always do the first song, then trivia time. You know, little factoids, little fun facts and trivia bits and whatever that you can tell people at your next Box Social. Again, with the Box Socials, always doing Box Socials. I don't know why. Just do it. Anyways, let's move right into it. So, let's start with Bowie's most noteworthy physical feature, which, if you haven't looked at a picture of him ever for whatever reason, it's his eyes. Now, most people believe that Bowie has heterochromia, I believe it's called, which is a medical condition that causes your eyes to be two different colors. But no, he has a different reason. He actually has anascoria, which is the pupil being permanently dilated. This happened after getting punched in the face by his then-classmate, George Underwood, over a girl. Don't... Come on, fellas. Don't fight over a woman here. Just be friendly about things. And also, your kids. Really? Are you going to do that? Don't be ridiculous. But aside from Underwood, who is also a musician, by the way, he was also classmates with Peter Frampton and friends with Elton John in his teen years. So he knew quite a interesting group of people growing up, and, you know, vice versa, them knowing Bowie as well. Can you imagine that someone that you went to school with ended up being really famous for one reason or another, and you would have never guessed it back then, but here we are now. Here's exactly where we're sitting. So we're going to move on. Apparently, Bowie started losing his sanity while under the persona of Ziggy Stardust. One recorded instance of him losing touch is when it was discovered he kept jars of urine in his fridge. He did this because he was afraid... I read this. I hope to God this is true, but I also hope it's not true. He was afraid that wizards would steal it and use it against him. Again, this is all alleged. I don't know if that's exactly factual, but apparently there are witnesses. So take that as you will. That's terrifying. And finally, let's see here. Ooh, I accidentally threw in a wrong tidbit on my sheet here. So I guess that's going to be it for the David Bowie factoids. I had a fourth one, but... I kind of put it over the template of another script, and there's an old point about another band in there, so oops. Well, there you go. Those are your facts about David Bowie. It's a great thing I'm prepared for today's show, and I hope that you've learned something in those three small points that I told you. I'm flip-flopping on my words, and I'm also doing that on the rules of this show, if you've noticed, because I've been doing a lot more live covers lately, and I originally said I wouldn't do too many of those, but here we are now, and I'm actually, you know, starting to do more of them. This one is a live track, but it's fantastic. A lot of people may have heard it, maybe not. Back when Bowie passed away in 2006, there was like a really cool musical montage of his music at the Brit Awards, and Lorde came on to do the final song of the montage, and it was this one right here that I'm about to put on. The song itself is called Life on Mars, because there's a question mark at the end and such. So here it is on 101.5 The Hawk.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the sea with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dead zone. Oh,
thoughts about that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. You see the mice and the million horns, from Ibiza to the north. Well, Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on slaves fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, could those cavemen go? It's the freakiest show.
The Hawk, and there you go. That was Lord with Life on Mars by David Bowie. I kind of flubbed that last one because I usually tell you, who the band is and everything like that, and songs are known for. I feel like a lot of people already know Lord, but just in case you don't, I guess. I mean, she's like a huge pop star. She's known for songs like such as Royals, Tennis Court, and Green Light. I'm pretty sure we've heard all of those tracks before on the radio at some point. But yeah, Bowie actually really used to love Lord when he was still alive, and actually said she was the future of music. So consider that for a moment as we get into the next track. It's not going to be a doubleheader just yet because I hadn't more than enough songs to put in the set list this time. So we're going to put in one more track and then the doubleheader. How about that? I could have done a triple, but whatever. But the next song is actually going to be by a band called A Perfect Circle. That's right, with Maynard James Keenan. It's not Tool, it's A Perfect Circle. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. So basically, APC formed in 1999 out of Los Angeles is considered a supergroup with a wide variety of musicians from across the board, and have been in and out of this group and people such as Maynard, Billy Howardell, Troy Van Leeuwen. It's a good thing I went over these names really quick. Tim Alexander, Josh Friesen. There's like a whole bunch more too. Known for songs such as Judith, Weak and Powerless, and of course The Outsider, which is probably my favorite APC track. I mean, other people have their own, but I really like that one. The Outsider is fantastic. I'm sure there's another one in there, but I digress. But anyways, speaking of live tracks, this is... Oh my god, I caught myself in my throat there. This is another live track by APC. I guess there wasn't like an album version of it, but it still sounds really good quality. So it's like, yeah, of course we're going to put it in the show. Why wouldn't we? We get the point. Anyways, I feel I could do like an entire episode on Maynard's legacy and like Tool, A Perfect Circle, and everything like that, but you know, we're sticking to Bowie for now and a song that APC covered. And the song is Ashes to Ashes off of David Bowie's 1980 album Scary Monsters and Super Creeps, which, by the way, is my favorite David Bowie album of all time, just in case you were wondering. I know you probably weren't. But guess what? It is. So we're going to get into that one right now. A live version of Ashes to Ashes by A Perfect Circle right here on 101.5 The Hawk. So go ahead and cover it up, APC.
Remember
101.5 The Hawk. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, that crowd is so lovely, isn't it? 101.5 The Hawk, and we are here. And that was Ashes to Ashes by A Perfect Circle. Really good cover. I enjoy that. I wish I could hear A Perfect Circle live. I think I've had the opportunity and then kind of flubbed it. But anyways, I think it's time for me to stop talking for a little bit because we're getting into the doubleheader now. That was supposed to be the doubleheader, but I just had extra songs, and because a lot of them are shorter, so whatever. But yes, we are getting into the doubleheader now, and we got a couple of excellent tracks this week, and you know that we have that Canadian goodness coming with it, because we always got to have that too. Like, got to represent Canada, right? And also, the bands coming up are an absolute 90s trip for me, both of them, really. Yeah, just making sure everything's still in order here. So the first track is going to be Space Oddity, which is the title track to David Bowie's 1969 album. Now, it isn't the Chris Hadfield version, and I know like a lot of people really truly enjoyed that version. It was very charming, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. Really quick thing about CanCon. There's like four things you have to meet in order to criteria to put it on the radio and stuff like that. He might be a Canadian performing that song, but he didn't perform it in Canada. He didn't even perform it in this world, so unfortunately I couldn't fit that into the list. But, we do have the all-female metal band Kitty performing it, and they actually do a fantastic job of it. You're going to love it. So Kitty formed in 1996 in London, Ontario, and they're known for songs such as Brackish, Charlotte, and What I've Always Wanted, amongst others, obviously. They're a great band, and I've enjoyed them for about over 20 years now, and it's a really good cover. You're going to love it, I guarantee it. But also, for the doubleheader, because, you know, two songs, hence doubleheader, we have another band doing another song. The song is Suffragette City off of Bowie's 1972 album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. The song is being covered by the one and only Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now, I didn't even know this existed. I think this one's a live one, I believe, too, and I think it was done at the Hall of Fame ceremony. I could be wrong. I don't know. I didn't look too far into it, but I found this. I got excited, and I had to have it on my show. Just in case you don't know who the Red Hot Chili Peppers are, let me like run you down a little bit. So the Red Hot Chili Peppers formed in Los Angeles, as most bands tend to do, I guess, especially on this show, in 1983, and they're known for tracks such as Under the Bridge, Californication, and By the Way. Those are like literally the biggest hits they have, so if you don't know one of those tracks or the other, then I don't know what to tell you, because those are like literally the biggest things you will find about them. But you know what, though? We're going to go ahead and start this whole thing with Kitty and their cover of Space Oddity. Again, I think you're really going to like it. So, yes, this is Space Oddity by David Bowie as covered by Kitty right here on 101.5 The Hawk. So cover it up, ladies. Control to Major Tone.
You're listening to Cover It Up on 101.5 FM, The Hawk.
The Hawk, and that was our doubleheader of the day. Two songs back-to-back, of course, that's what a doubleheader is. We had Kitty with Space Oddity, and then we had the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Suffragette City. Now, just before we went to that, I said something about the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and that song was, like, at a Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That was wrong. The album is called, like, Hall of Fame Covers or something like that, and the entire album was recorded between 1991 and 2011. So I'm not exactly certain where or when that cover was performed, but it was indeed by the Chili Peppers, just wasn't exactly when I said it was. I think it might have even been during their One Hot Minute days, but I can't be entirely certain about that. But anyways, you get the picture. I had to correct myself right there real quick just to make sure we got that behind us. And everything is still cool between us, right? Right? Okay, cool. I'm going to assume you said yes again because you're here listening to me. You love it, right? Right. Okay. Anyways, I'm blabbering or whatever. But it's time for the Three for All segment, the one that we've all been waiting for. So, you know, because 2 out of 3 may not be bad meatloaf, but 3 for 3 is the real goal here, folks, okay? It's time for the 3 for All. And this week's 3 for All was one of the more interesting ones to have to, you know, have to research for. Upon trying to find songs that Bowie's actually covered, I found a number of songs that he has written and or produced for many other artists and bands. Now, I absolutely positively wish I could play some of these songs, and, like, you know, one of them is All the Young Dudes by Moot the Hoople. I would love to play the song, but unfortunately I can't because it's not really a cover. He just wrote that for another band. So my own stupid set of rules says, no, you can't do that. It's unfortunate. Maybe I'll find an excuse to play it at some point. I don't know. But anyways, Bowie is the kind of guy people usually look up to in the music industry. So chances are, if he's knocking at your door and asking to play your songs, you'll more than likely let him do it. You'd be a fool not to, okay? Of course you're going to let someone like David Bowie cover your music. That's just fantastic. I mean, it's not going to happen anymore at this point. But you know you would have. You absolutely would have. So I've got three songs today that I think that everybody can just really settle down and truly enjoy. I've lost my train of thought. I practically guarantee you're going to like it, okay? Let's just get right on to that. How about that? And we do have Bowie covering a Canadian in the act, too, so isn't that fantastic? I didn't even know this cover was a thing until, like, I started researching the script, obviously. So I've chosen I've Been Waiting For You by Neil Young, God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, and finally Across the Universe by the Beatles. Oh, my God, I finally managed to fit the Beatles somewhere in on a script. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, might not be too far down the road, but just saying, Beatles, Beatles. Okay, anyways, I digress. This is really a good variety of, like, different styles that Bowie's able to do, and you're gonna notice it in each and every one that he does. So yeah, the first one by Neil Young, I didn't know he even did this cover. I found it, and I was just like, where have you been all my life? Or especially since I started doing this show. And it sounds fantastic. It's a short little song, but you know what? I can absolutely live with that. And then, of course, we have God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, which I actually like that song. I like the original. I've heard a lot of really pretty covers on YouTube as well. And then Bowie's is just pure stereotypical Bowie fashion, like low-pitched, like warbly voice, and like you got the synths and everything like that. So it's what you would come to expect from someone like David Bowie. It's awesome. And then finally, the last one, Across the Universe. Like, I feel like it's fitting that Bowie would have covered a Beatles song. Like, why wouldn't... I mean, I feel like every band probably has at some point, whether or not it's, like, known. But, yeah. So, those are the three songs that we're going to be getting into. That's what we have for the Three for All this week. So, it's time for Less Talk, More Rock. And we're going to get right into the first track right now. So, this is I've Been Waiting For You by Neil Young, as covered by David Bowie. Right here on 101.5 The Hawk. So, cover it up, Bowie. Tomorrow, a woman.
This is Cover It Up on 101.5 The Hawk.
If you should ever leave me, my life would still go on. Believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. But as long as there are stars above you, you'll never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Show on 101.5 FM, CIOI, The Hawk.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me.
exciting and inviting me.
The Hawk, and that was our triple header for the day. David Bowie covers back to back to back right here. Man, that's awesome. That was a really good three for all, too. Like, I usually like the three for alls that we do here, but that one in particular was pretty good. So the first song that you heard was I've Been Waiting For You by Neil Young. The second one was God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, and that is probably one of the more well-known songs of all time, Across the Universe by the Beatles, all as covered by David Bowie. What a show it's been. You know, we have another three absolute bangers playing this, as, you know, as the cool hip kids would say. You know what? Don't call me boomer. Don't, okay, boomer me. I'm a millennial. That's my term. Okay. I'm glad I'm getting on that one, eh? So, yeah, you heard those songs. They're fantastic. And that means, you know what exactly that means. We're nearing the end of the episode for this week. I was going to say the final episode, but this is not the final episode. I mean, if I keep going on the way I am, it's probably going to be the final episode. But as far as I'm concerned, we are coming back next week, so that's fantastic. You know, I'm starting to get a little more used to doing this. I know I stumble on my words a lot still, and I maybe still kind of seem uncomfortable, but I feel better doing this now. So I feel I've improved over the last 5 weeks of doing this show, and I hope that you can hear that too. Like, you know, I'm a college student here at Mohawk College, and I'm first-year radio student, second semester, and so, like, I'm still learning a lot. I'm still learning how to be comfortable in the microphone and everything like that, and also doing the production stuff, because this is all a one-man show. Like, there's no one else in the studio with me right now. It's literally me in a big, empty studio recording this show for you, and I just do this for fun. This is a volunteer show, so, I mean, whatever. It's good practice, and I love bringing music to people. I love entertaining you. So that's what I want to know. How's my driving? How do you like the show so far? So I'm going to give you the email in just a moment, because I'm going to tie this in with the submissions, as I usually do. So not only can you tell me how I'm doing on the show and how you like it, and what you'd like to hear, what kind of like bands or artists you'd like me to cover on this show, but you can also send in your submissions for music at coveritupshow@gmail.com. That's coveritupshow@gmail.com. All small letters, one word, no capitals, no spaces, no dots, no nothing. You get the point. I say it every single week. And the same thing with social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at Cover It Up Show. You can send me your music, especially, well, Usually I'll tell you what's coming up next week and I expect submissions from it, but here's the thing. Since these are pre-recorded, I'm eventually going to go live, which will be much, much better. But while these are pre-recorded, I don't really have a lot of time to be able to take next week's submission type thing. So, for example, next week is Led Zeppelin. That's going to be the episode that we're doing here on Cover It Up. But by the time you're hearing this, it's probably already too late to send in submissions for it. But if you follow me on social media, then you will know this already about Led Zeppelin coming up, and you'll have had plenty of opportunity to send in those covers. That doesn't mean that you can't. It's just chances are it's not getting on the show. I apologize, but I will still push stuff out there, and who knows, maybe I might just do a variety show every 10th episode or something like that, of just like, here's a bunch of covers of whatever. So you still have opportunities. But yes, we do have Led Zeppelin coming up next week, and then the week after that we have Metallica. You do still have time to send me your Metallica cover, so get on it by all means. If you have them laying around in your garage collecting dust, doing whatever, pull them out, dust them off. Put them in a nice envelope, or actually don't send them in by envelope, just send me an MP3 link. But make sure when you send in your music to me, you add your band name, a brief bio, genre, why you covered the band or artist, and of course a radio-friendly MP3 link or download stream thing of sorts. That's the one thing, like, I'm not going to chastise anybody, I'm not here to do that, but that's the one thing I notice when people are submitting, they don't give me, like, a lot of info to go on, so if I'm playing your music and I don't have a lot to say, it's because I was literally given nothing to say. So if you do want some sort of talking point, social media links, whatever you want me to mention for the music that you're doing, write them down, send them to me, like, with the email and everything like that, so that way I have something to say. I don't like going in with nothing to say because I feel like I'm just doing your band wrong at that point. So yeah, we have Led Zeppelin and Metallica coming up next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. But we have to wrap this up now. Before we do, I'm just going to say, I'm also in a band, Frail State. Go check it out, frailstate.com. I can plug it like that because this is my show and I can do what I want. And also follow me on social media, at Chris Poor Media. So yeah, a lot of fun. But we are getting into the last song. And the last track I have for you is probably different than most people would expect to hear. Out of anyone to cover a David Bowie track, would you expect it to be The Cure? And out of any song for The Cure to cover, would you expect it to be Young Americans? I don't know. This one kind of blew me away a little bit when I first heard it. So, let me just make sure everything's queued up. Good. We're going. But anyways, The Cure, for some reason, if you don't know them, that you should. They're from Crawley, England, formed in 1971, known for tracks such as Friday, I'm in Love, Boys Don't Cry, and Just Like Heaven. And The Cure was also the headliner of the most recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees as of 2019. So, yeah, that's probably why you should know it. But, yes, we're getting into the very last song right here on Cover It Up. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you tune in next week here Monday, 6 o'clock, with me for a brand new episode of Led Zeppelin. So without further ado, Cover It Up, Cure.
Oh, life was a young American. case of depression. Sit on your hands, us survivors, flushing out all the Afro genes. Ain't that close to love?
Make me.